You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired.
Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Johnson & Johnson's shot is approved. The House passes $1.9 trillion aid bill, and the EU plans for vaccine passports. Here's what you should know. The FDA and the CDC gave Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine the go-ahead this weekend. The first shipments are expected to go out this week. J&J told lawmakers last week that it would be ready to ship almost 4 million doses as soon as the shot was approved, and that it should have 20 million doses ready by the end of this month. Officials say that the vaccine, which only requires one shot and can be shipped at regular refrigerator temperatures, could be helpful for overcoming logistical hurdles and getting harder-to-reach populations inoculated. Over the weekend, the House passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion pandemic aid bill, largely along party lines. Now it will go to the Senate as legislators race to get it approved before some federal unemployment aid expires on March 14th. The plan includes provisions to extend unemployment benefits, send a $1,400 stimulus check to many Americans, and provide more money to state and local governments. And in a speech yesterday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that later this month, the EU will put forward a proposal for vaccine passports. These would provide proof that someone has gotten a COVID-19 vaccine, evidence of negative test results if they're not yet vaccinated, or information about their recovery if they've had the disease. If enacted, this proposal could make it easier for Europeans to travel during the summer and has received particular support from some countries that rely on tourism. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Technology is moving so fast, it feels like you need the latest self-driving car designed by the most advanced robot to keep up. But you don't need artificial intelligence to tell you. State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. It's the coverage you need at a price that fits your budget. No robots required. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.